seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to cheat and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador and servant of the Rastafari movement. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, for the recording date of Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. So, Yehovah is my strength and my song, he has also become my salvation. So what we are talking about, this word salvation is Yeshua. This is the sacred feminine. This is the feminine noun. This is the feminine to Yahushua, which is four syllables, the sacred masculine, the man that you read about in the scripture. But the principles of salvation are seen in both sacred masculine and sacred feminine. There were women, apparently, who were named Yeshua, who fought and stood up for the liberation of the people, because you know the women, the mothers, the sisters are always on point. So, Yehovah, Yahweh, is become my salvation. Now, Yehovah, Yahweh is not just male. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahuwah, as having the attributes of begatting, that is father, and conceiving, that is mother. That is the science of existence and birth. You need father and mother, sacred masculine and sacred feminine, coming together to give existence and to give life. This is the first law of science, cause and effect. And so the cause here is life and existence. Existence giving birth to existence. Life giving birth to life. These are the principles that are our salvation. To have existence and life, to have strength physically, materially, personally, socially, politically, that are based on the principles and tenets of life and not death. To follow Republicans and Democrats is to follow death, to follow hell, to follow that which is destructive, that which is anti and against salvation. So Yehovah, Yahweh, is our salvation. These principles are the principles that will save us. Verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. In this day and time that the Rastafari prophesy, they used to say and still do say, when Haile Selassie I took the throne, that was symbolic of Jah reign on earth begun. Bob Marley always said that the government of Christ, Christ's government, must rule this earth. Christ's government must rule the earth. We're talking about a day and a time that we as Christ's, we as the body of Christ, we as the embodiment of the power and anointing to liberate the earth and the universe from death, hell, and destruction. In that day, we will have joy and draw water out of the wells of salvation. The word joy is sason, 8342, Hebrew side. It's a masculine noun, means gladness, exultation, rejoicing, and joy. In this day and time, you don't hardly see joy. You don't hardly see gladness. You know all the deaths in Syria, probably 50 to 100,000. Is that joy? Is that rejoicing? Is that mirth? All the deaths in Iraq from the death squads and CIA death mercenary squads, the deaths in Afghanistan, the deaths all over the Middle East, the deaths in Europe, the deaths in Asia, the deaths in India. Have you heard about the buildings collapsing on people? Have you heard about the sweatshops in India and Bangladesh and various places? Those sisters and brothers, mainly sisters and women who work in the sweatshops to manufacture our clothing and materials at slave and low wage labor. Is that joy? Is that gladness? Is that exultation and mirth? You've heard about the sex scandals in the military, how women suffering abuse and rapes. Is that joy? You've heard about the trafficking of women funneled and under the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. They all want to act like these are new revelations, like we don't know these. These are practices that are common in the military. Not that all military personnel participate, but those that do, those in the leadership positions, funneling the trafficking of women all over the earth. And the military and various portions of the military taking part in prostitution rings. This is what goes on. Not that every soldier participates, but we know that this is prevalent in the military. Is that joy for women? Is that exaltation? We know that the banks and the financial fraud and the fraudulent practices of exorbitant interest rates to drive families out of their homes into the streets. Is that joy? We know that these same wicked forces destroying living wage jobs and destroying unions in the borders of the United States of North America. Is that joy? Is that exaltation? We know that they are trying to pass immigration reform, which is nothing but deform, to reform immigration to suit their needs and their purposes, to continue to exploit our dear and wonderful and precious sisters and brothers of Central and South America and Mexico. Is that joy to our sisters and brothers to be continued to continue under exploitation and abuse? Many of them wanting only to come to the United States of North America to make a better living and to be reunited with their family, their kith and their kin, their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers, and they in the halls of Congress and the Senate playing games with the lives of our sisters and brothers, like we don't know that the situation that has been foisted onto our sisters and brothers of Central and South America and Mexico is due to the reality that the House of Rothschilds and the wicked ruling class and families have destroyed the local economies and the local agriculture and agribusiness and the farmers, and destroyed our sisters and brothers overseas. In this case, we're speaking of Central and South America and Mexico. So because of such destruction wrought on them by the wicked ruling class and families, they need to move to another place on the planet Earth that they may make a living. Is that joy to them? Is that exaltation? But in this day that we are speaking about, the Rastafari prophecy come to manifestation and woe manifestation. In that day, in this day, there shall be joy, because there will be peace and freedom and justice and equality all over the earth. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Shall ye draw is Sawav 7579 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Has to do with drawing water, the drawing of water. And water is that base element, earth, air, fire, and water, the four basic elements. Out of water comes all life. Your body is upwards of 70, 75, 80% water, your physical structure. So we need water. We're drawing water. And it also means water drawing women. Because you look in every culture where there is no running water, you see the women going to draw water. In that day, water. We will draw water out of the wells of salvation. There will be joy. There will be peace. There will be love. There will be righteousness. And the women will be safe. And the girls will be safe. And all will be safe. The prophecy of the Rastafari come to full and complete manifestation. Prophecy must fulfill. And the word water, 4325, mayim. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a masculine noun. It means water, waters, water of the feet, even water of your urine. It also means danger and violence and transitory things. But it also means refreshment. So let's just break this down. The dangers will be done. The violence will be over. And the transitory will be made permanent. We will have permanent freedom, justice, equality, and peace, and we will be refreshed daily, because the power and spirit of the Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahuwah, will reign and rule within our whole spiritual, mental, and moral structure. In that day, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells. 4599, Mayan. This is a masculine noun, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means a spring. So you look at a spring, and you look at the water, you look at fountains and wells. And so we're talking about how the sacred masculine will function. In this day, men run the system of death, hell, and destruction. But in that day, the men, the sacred masculine, will rise up and recognize the sacred feminine as the sacred feminine and be the backbone in a society of peace and justice and righteousness, bringing joy and pleasure and delight to the human family. Rather than you looking at the military and the men in the military raping and abusing women, looking at men on the Senate floor and the Congress floor, trying to cause us to maneuver into killing and death, hell, and destruction and warfare and bloodshed. No more of that. Men shall be doing work of righteousness and therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And here comes that sacred feminine, Yeshua, salvation, deliverance, welfare, prosperity, deliverance, salvation, and liberty and liberation. See, health, salvation, deliverance. This is the sacred feminine. So you see the sacred masculine working together with the sacred feminine, bringing peace and love and joy and victory over Babylon to this whole universe. Verse 4, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. In that day shall ye praise. The word praise has to do with confessing and giving thanks. So we have confessed that we at one time were allied with the enemy, but now we give thanks that we have rejected the wicked mentality and we are now standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Praise the Lord. The word Lord is Yahuwah or Yahuwah, Yahweh Yahuwah, which is existence and living, existing and living. So we give praise to existence. We give praise to living and existing. We give praise to life. We give praise to the Almighty Father begetting and the Almighty Mother conceiving. We give praise to the law of birth and life and respect the law of birth and life. In today's news, you hear about abortion. Some want to make it so that after 20 months, that abortion is illegal. Others want to say, no, I guess abort all the way to 9 months, I guess. We do not want to see women having to think about choosing whether to exterminate a life in her womb because of poverty. We know the idea that some women do not want to see the life in their womb come to fruition if she is the victim of rape. We understand that. But we do not love abortion because we know abortion is a part of the eugenics program to destroy poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Abortion is genocide. Do you know how many children have been aborted? Babies have been aborted? The number is too high to calculate. How many gods and goddesses, how many Yahshuas and Yahushuas were killed and destroyed? How many of those babies could have been the answer to all of our prayers were genocide and destroyed and killed because of the philosophy of eugenics? So we praise life. We worship life. We worship existence. We worship living. And Yehovah, Yahweh, Yehovah is existing and living. And we praise the tenets and principles of life and call. We call, kara, is to call, cry out, proclaim, to summon and invite, to call and commission and appoint and endow. So we endow and proclaim the principles and tenets of life. Kara, 7121, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And see ka in this word. And see ra in this word. Ka is the African Kemet word for spirit. And ra is the African Kemet word for the masculine light. Ra, the sun, the sacred masculine as light. But we know Ra'it is the sacred feminine as light. And Ka and Ka'it is the sacred feminine as spirit in African Kemet. Ka and Ra and Ka'it and Ra'it. Yes, this is so wonderful, sisters and brothers, that we call upon the principles and the tenets of life. Call upon his name. 8034, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Shame, it means, that's how you pronounce this word in the Hebrew, but it means name and reputation and fame and glory. So we call upon the fame of life. Is not life in existence famous? Do we not all want to live and have existence at the highest level? Is not life glorious? Do you sometimes wake up to the morning sun and want to move your dancing feet, as Bob Marley said in one of his songs? Make you want to move your dancing feet. Yes. And you give glory to life. You give praise to life. You stand up and you say, I love life. And life has a wonderful reputation. And so, this word call, call upon his name. So this word name, and then declare, yada, declare is to know. You can't declare what you don't know. Yada 3045. Declare means to know and to learn to know, to perceive and see, to find out and discern, to discriminate. Not in a wicked fashion, but we need to discriminate and distinguish from the principles and tenets of death and the principles and tenets of life. So we need to know and become acquainted with the principles and tenets of life so that we may declare the glory and the wonderful reality of life and not follow after the Obama administration and the Democrats and Zbigniew Brzezinski, or follow after Senator McCain, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, and those who want death, hell, and destruction on another level. Both parties have nothing but death for you and me. We want to know and learn to know. We want to have knowledge, education, and wisdom concerning the principles and tenets of life. And the word his doings, declare his doings. The word doings is alila, alila. That sounds like a shadu, a shalila, a shalila, Muhammad Rasulillah. Those type of Arabic words. And the African Hebrew is the mother and father of the African Arabic. Ashadala la hilala, Muhammad Rasulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alila here, Alila here, Alila here. So we want there to be no division between Rastafari, Christian, and Muslim, and Hindu, and Buddhist, and Judah, or Jew, and Hebrew. See, when we divide, that's polytheism, but we are monotheists. We are one. We are many, but we are one. And so, Alila, 5949, Hebrew side, means wantonness, deed, and doing on the positive side. But it can mean evil deeds and practices on the wicked side. Now, wantonness, let me see this word, wantonness. This means lacking restraint or control. This word is neutral. We want to lack restraint and control over doing good, over upholding and doing the principles of life and existence and righteousness for the human being. The wicked, they have no restraint and no control over their wicked deeds of death, hell, and destruction. But we want to have no control over doing good. I just love you and I can't control it. I wantonly love you and want to do good and do righteous deeds of life and righteousness. Declare his doings among the people. The word among the people, 5971, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means nation, people, nations, persons, members of one's people, compatriots, countrymen. And I look and see the works of the Wailers. And I see the works of Robert Nestor, Bob Marley. I see the works of Neville O'Reilly, Livingston, Bunny Wailer. And I see the works of Peter McIntosh, Peter Tosh. How they were the first to take the Rastafari message all over the earth and take the message and the doings of Rastafari based on the principles of life and love and wanton love and doing of good and spread this message all over the earth to every people and nation and kindred and tongue. Make mention. The word make mention is to remember, recall, call to mind, cause to remember and remind, cause to be remembered, keep in remembrance. This is Zakar. 2142, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. So the Rastafari called the human family to remember that we are people of light and life and righteousness and wisdom and love and life and existence and righteousness and justice and truth. This is the message of Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I. Make mention that his name is exalted. Name, reputation, fame, glory, name. The word shame, 8034. You say that in the Hebrew, shame. Not shame like we say in English, but in the Hebrew, shame, 8034. A memorial, a monument. So we lift up the name of Rastafari. We lift up the name of Rastafari Selassie I, Haile I Selassie I, as those names that when you go into the definitions of those names, like Bob Marley said, we're not worshiping a man and worshiping flesh, but we are raising up the teachings that until the philosophy that holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and destroyed. The philosophy of white supremacy that divides the poor working class, so-called white person, our Caucasian sisters and brothers. The philosophy of white supremacy divides them from us. And we say, no, destroy this philosophy of white supremacy. And poor working class, Caucasian sister and brother, join us and uphold the name of Rastafari. That name that means the head creator without fear. For we need to climb up into the mind of the Creator Father and Creatress Mother and reduce and eliminate our fear, that we may fulfill the prophecy of Rastafari and destroy this Babylon system. Haile I Selassie I, might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity. Every male and female is the might and power and glory of the Most High. And we are in this universe to prepare the babies and the children and the youth to rule this universe by the power of the Most High. Let make mention that his name is exalted. 7682 Sagav, Hebrew side, means to be high, to be inaccessibly high, to be too high for capture. Watch this now. When we go up into the mind of the Most High, when we go up into the mind of life and existence and the principles of existence and living and life, these high and lofty principles, we will be too high for capture. The plots of death, hell, and destruction, warfare and bloodshed, they can't capture us because our minds are elevated. The Republicans and the Democrats using speech that is laden with gold of enticements, trying to entice and induce us and maneuver us into their thinking of death. We will be so high, sisters and brothers, not off of ganja, but high off of the principles of life and existence and Yahweh Yehovah and Yahushua and Yahshua, the principles of truth and justice and righteousness. We will be that high all the time that they, the wicked, cannot capture our minds. To be high of prosperity. That's one of the other definitions of Sagav. So we're high off the prosperity of the universe. We are exalted and high off of the universe, and so high that Babylon can't touch I. So high that Babylon can't touch I. And so the next verse, verse 5, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Let's take the last break for this teaching on Rastafari. See you on the other side of the break.